This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Lil Nas X hits number one again, and Drake hears Adele's album as he also jumps back on top of the charts. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Monday, October 18th. Hey, hey, and this one is for the champions. Ain't lost since I began, yo. He said he hasn't lost since he began, and he's proven that to be correct, as Lil Nas X's Jack Harlow-assisted industry baby has topped this week's Billboard Hot 100. The track vaulted 12 to 1 for its first week atop digital song sales, boosted by two new versions. It's Lil Nas X's third Hot 100 topper, there was the controversial Montero, and of course, the iconic 19-week leader, Old Town Road. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Rounding out the top 10 is Ed Sheeran's Shivers, which rises 11 to 10 on the Hot 100, becoming his ninth top 10. So hot, you make me shiver with fire. You got this thing you started, I don't want.
Right on the heels of releasing Easy On Me, Adele is opening up about her upcoming fourth studio album, 30, plus Drake's reaction to hearing it.
I played it to Drake maybe last year when he was in town.
But first, the singer spoke with BBC Radio, revealing there were actually two other options for the project's first single. Adele said, "There's another one, which is like, I got very into gold frap again," adding, "and there's another one that's very sort of 70s, like piano, singer-songwritery. When I say piano, I mean it's got a whole band on it, but just very Carpenters, like very Elton, whatever." Then in an interview with Capital FM, the British superstar discussed playing 30 for Drizzy.
"I'm like, do you think this is like what people like want or not want?" And he was like, "Absolutely."
Adele clarified she didn't send the album around to various people, since in the end, it's about how it makes her feel.
"I feel like I'm gonna give people what it is that they've been missing while I've been away."
The follow-up to 2015's 25 is set to arrive November 19th. "Yeah, I like it crowded. Oh, you like the boy? Well, tell me what you like about him." Here's the new Billboard 200 dated October 23rd, reflecting the tracking week ending October 14th. Right on the heels of Adele calling Drake's Certified Lover Boy her favorite project of 2021 so far, the Way Too Sexy star's sixth studio album rebounds to number one for a fourth non-consecutive week in the lead. The set bumps up from number two with 94,000 equivalent album units earned in the U.S., according to MRC data. Meanwhile, Don Toliver lands his highest charting album yet as Life of a Don debuts at number two with 68,000 units. Youngboy Never Broke Again, Sincerely Cantrell, climbs from four to three with 51,000 units. Meek Mill's Expensive Pain falls from three to four with 46,000 units. And Olivia Rodrigo's former number one, Sour, climbs from six to five with a little more than 43,000 units.
Thanks, Jordan. That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.